Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the Wednesday night edition, and that means it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever. 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system with over 35,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 700 users interacting. It's all free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com, so go and take advantage of it. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by none other than the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So, this is your show. You can bring up anything. If you don't, then we have to bring stuff up. And we got plenty. Let's start with you tonight, Jason. What do you got?
Well, let's go to New Jersey.
Oh, boy. Please, do we have to?
We don't actually have to go.
We don't have to.
Talk about New Jersey.
Yeah, let's just talk about it. And in particular, a fellow named James Dvoretsky. He's a 56-year-old homeowner.
Okay.
Well, he's been fined and jailed in recent months.
Why?
For failing to keep his property tidy.
What does that mean?
I just let it overgrown.
Yeah, that's like he didn't mow it or he left stuff in his yard.
Right.
Those kind of things.
People don't like that kind
of
thing.
A lot of times, they'll get upset about upholstered furniture on your front porch, too. They don't like that crap either.
Well, leather furniture is okay?
Leather is upholstered.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Shows you what I know.
Well, I mean, you can have... Upholstered furniture is like having a couch on your front porch.
Right.
And they make laws against... lots of cities, municipalities will make laws against that.
Because you don't want anybody hanging out on their front porch.
Well, they could have lawn furniture on their front porch is what the idea is that you're wealthy enough to actually purchase outdoor furniture for outdoors and indoor furniture for indoors.
It's all a conspiracy backed by the patio furniture industry.
That's exactly what it is.
I knew it all along.
Well,
So he was letting his lawn grow a little bit.
Let his lawn grow, and the city didn't like it so much. So now he's in a state psychiatric ward.
Whoa. Yeah. That sounds a little excessive.
What? They Baker acted him for...
They did.
Was it a 72-hour deal, or was it...
Oh, no. He's in there indefinitely.
What?
Well,
you gotta tell
he
me
did, after all, send a so-called threatening letter to the township official.
Well, after they came and cut his yard, right?
Do they have the letter in the article?
No,
oh, that'd be great,
no, they don't.
Wouldn't it?
No.
That really would be enjoyable.
Well, you gotta have the... it'd be nice to have the letter.
Right.
Yeah. Well, in any case, this Dvoretsky fella, he was arrested about 8 p.m. on Wednesday in yada, yada, yada in Hanover. Yak, yak, yak. Well, his bail was set at $25,000. And under a municipal judge's court order, he was sent to the psychiatric unit of St. Clair's Hospital.
Hold on. So wait a minute. He was arrested for the not cutting the yard?
No,
he was arrested on charges of harassment.
Of the threatening letter.
Obstruction and terroristic threats.
Oh, boy.
You know, this
they're
going to
bring the Patriot Act in on this.
This sounds like the article writer as opposed to what happened here. Because not only do you have the bureaucrats who decided to mow this guy, to mess with this guy as far as his lawns go. I can get that. If they just Baker acted him or something crazy like that. But then you got the cops saying, uh-huh. And then you got the judges saying, uh-huh. You're getting a lot of people saying, well, yeah, this is a threatening letter, and he is harassing these people.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was, I would probably be threatening and harassing government officials if they were messing with me about my lawn.
Sure.
Or at least I could know what that feeling felt like. So, I'm not so, it sounded like he might be doing what they say he's doing. He might be a little nutty.
Yeah, oh, he might be a little nutty, but that's not to say that he's in the wrong.
It's his lawn.
It is his lawn.
Yeah, it is his lawn. And, the neighbors don't tend to like that sort of thing. They will probably... odds are good he was called in by one of his neighbors. I mean,
generally.
There's two ways you can get caught for this kind of thing. One, the neighbors rat you out. I think that's probably the most frequent thing that happens. And then there's number two, where there happens to be a bureaucrat driving through your neighborhood.
Yeah.
He happens to spot the violation and then just decides to cite you on it.
Sure.
So let me see if I understand this right. The guy let his lawn grow for a while.
Yep.
They came and cut it. He was angry about them cutting it and billing him for what, like $10,000?
Yeah, a maximum of $10,000.
What? It was $10,000
maximum
to cut your lawn?
Right.
Holy crap.
Of course, that's the max. It could be as small as, 6,000.
I've had it happen. A friend of mine had it happen to him, and they wanted to charge him $300 for, mowing his lawn,
right.
Which is 10 times what it should have been.
Well, you know, those government lawnmowers are so much better than all the other
ones. Oh, yeah. They're really efficient.
Well,
hold on now.
One could argue... In a city lot where you're in a city where they don't have zoning,
mm-hmm.
where they do have zoning, excuse me, means that they generally, people rely on the zoning rather than relying on
deed restrictions.
So you would get fined by the community if there were deed restrictions.
Right.
It's the same as a deed restricted community. I do not agree with it. I'm just saying,
it's the same except for the whole part that you didn't consent.
A deed restricted community, you wouldn't consent either.
Well, yeah,
you knew where you bought when it came with the
city.
No. You knew where you bought when it came to the city.
Yeah, but it's different when it's different.
It's like
when
a giant deed-restricted. I think it's wrong.
Right.
And I think that cities can go without it.
Yes.
But a deed-restricted community would use the tort system to do the same thing.
I see what you're saying, and yes. It makes sense. So he was fined $X thousand for this.
No, he will be fined.
He will.
They haven't decided.
So
how much
he was just writing the threatening letter over the fact that they cut his yard. I thought he was writing it over the fact that they charged him so much for it.
Oh no, the fact that they came into his yard over a 2-day period,
right?
Cleaned it up and apparently trashed his yard and shed and.
They trashed his shed?
Yes.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Right. He's saying they threw out valuable belongings, tore up his landscaping, knocked down fencing, damaged a shed.
Wow. Well, just more evidence that you don't own your property. In fact, I got my assessment today.
That's right.
For property taxes here in the Tampa Bay area. It's just a yearly reminder from the government that you don't own this.
And it went down this year.
What?
No, I just thought I'd, Never. It never does that. Wouldn't that blow you away? Holy crap, property taxes went down a little bit. They want less money. You know, there's more people living in town paying more taxes.
Right.
They just want a little bit less money from everybody. Hell no. They take all they can get, right. And they raise it every year.
Oh, and plus, around here, what they do is, I'm sure they do this all over the country, but what they do here in Tampa Bay is they send you this assessment notice, and on there it shows you, here's what you paid last year,
yeah.
Here's what you're going to pay this year. Oh, but here's what you'll pay if the proposed changes
yes.
are accepted. So there's two possible property tax bills. And so then they show you these public meetings where they'll be discussing the
yeah.
proposed changes as though you could go and talk the bureaucrats out of taxing you more. As though there's actually some sort of chance that you going to these meetings would actually convince them to not raise the property taxes.
Now, isn't an elected official not a bureaucrat? I was just wondering about this definition. They are not really employed by the bureau. They're not a government employee, as it were. They're an elected official. They are motivated in some respects as opposed to a bureaucrat.
Well, is a bureaucrat cutting their paychecks? I know I'm not signing their paychecks. Who's signing the paychecks?
The paychecks for the government officials?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming from...
A city manager or something like that. So if they're getting paid from a bureaucrat, wouldn't that make them a bureaucrat?
I don't know.
That is a good question. It's something that you brought up before. If you have the answer, 800-259-9231, maybe looking up the definition of bureaucrat would help.
I can't spell it. So. I can't look it up. I have no idea how to spell bureaucrat.
Well, I can pull it up during the next break. Anyway, so this poor guy...
I think it's one of them French words.
The property tax is just a reminder. Here you go. Just reminding you, if you don't pay this bill... Oh, it doesn't matter if you've paid your house off. It doesn't matter if you actually own your property. Because really, most people, the bank owns their property.
Right.
But even if you've paid off your house, they're still going to keep sending you property tax notices. And if you don't pay it, they're going to come take it from you. Just like they're trying to do to the people in New London...
They're not actually going to try to take it from you. They'll put a lien on it, right?
Well, that's true.
Then you can't sell it.
Then you can't sell it. Right. 800-259-9231. And then after 10 years, they'll come and throw a lawsuit at you, and then they'll try and take it from you.
Oh,
after
really?
They keep putting more and
Is
more
that so?
Liens, and then... Yeah, it's just like with the IRS. They let the penalties build. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. The email's been stacking up again, guys, so we might have to play catch-up tonight. But right now we're talking property taxes. And what brought all of this up was a story from New Jersey that Jason brought in about an old man. Well, not... middle-aged man who let his yard go a little crazy, and for all we know, it was really crazy. I mean, there was actually a story from down here in Florida not too long ago about a guy who'd been letting his yard go crazy for 13 years or something like that.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, it's literally. It literally was as, like a thick jungle of grass, basically, that had grown up. Does grass grow as well up north?
It dies off in the winter.
Right.
So it doesn't do that here. It would just grow and grow into this huge, awful mess.
I see.
I mean, you've seen a field that's been untended for a couple of years. It's not very nice.
Around here, yeah, but I've never seen one up north, so I don't know what it's, you know, I don't know what it's like up
there. No, it doesn't really happen up north.
All right.
Off to some extent.
Yeah, so the government came in, the city government came in, cut this guy's grass, billed him for it. Actually, they have yet to bill him for it. They cut his grass. He was angry about that. So he liked his grass the way it was. And so then he sent a threatening letter to the city.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the city took that threatening letter, used it as evidence against him, and had him basically thrown in a kook facility, a mental ward.
That's right.
And now he's sitting there, I guess, awaiting what?
He's just waiting.
He's there.
And doing a lot of waiting right
guess
now.
What, guess what's happening? His grass is growing again while he's in there.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Brad in Maine. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Brad.
Good, sir. What's up?
Guys are talking about property tax, and I'm in Maine, so grass does grow quite well in Maine, even during the summertime here.
But what about the winter? I mean, it dies back somewhat, right?
Oh, yeah. We usually have, you know, multiple feet of snow on the ground. So,
does it come back to life after the winter is over, or does it just kind of start growing anew?
No, what's the difference? It's kind of like a brownish, crappy color, and then it starts, you know, growing again. But it, you know, they call it winter kill, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. I don't know much about it. But anyway,
these are the things I have to learn, Brad, because I'm coming up there.
Yeah, New Hampshire's a little less snow, but not as
not much.
But yeah. Well, anyway, property tax. I was watching the local city council meeting. They televised it.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord, you must have been bored.
Well, you know, I was interested to see, you know, what my local politicians do, and they were talking about tax-acquired property, and it was, you know, they were saying about how this one guy, they went through all the loops and whatever, and they had this tax-acquired property they were going to put up for auction. Well, the guy at the last minute, you know, ninth hour, comes in with the check and says, you know, here's all the property tax I owe and the penalties. I want my land back, and, of course, they gave him the land back. All these bureaucrats are in this meeting, and they're, you know, rubbing their fists together like, oh, we had this land, we could have sold for auction. What can we do next time? So that, you know, they're talking about trying to, you know, change the local code so that they can't do that, so people can't come in at the 11th hour and, you know, get their property back. And it's just disgusting.
Because they want the property.
Oh, yeah, right, they just want to take it away from you as bad as they can.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted it, they had it in their possession, at least they thought that way, you know, and they went through all the loops, and they're saying, well, you know, we did what the state required, and we did what the city chartered basically required, but we still gave them the land because it's still, you know, vague in the town charter. And it's like, well, what are we going to do next time to make sure we can, you know, keep this land?
Disgusting.
It, you know?
Yeah.
And it just makes me sick to think that.
You live in a smaller area of Maine, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And so this is like just a small town, and they're talking about this stuff.
Yeah,
right?
It's about 8,000 people, yeah.
So the power goes straight to these people's heads.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
And, you know, some of these people I know, and I, you know, because I don't know them well, but I know who they are, and it's like, I can't believe they would behave in that manner, you know? It's like, ugh.
How does somebody like that justify that behavior? What, you know, if you brought them, if you put them on the spot, put them behind a microphone, and asked them those, you know, asked them questions about it, how would they justify it? We all owe together to pay for the police force and the schools.
We don't make easy decisions around here. A lot of people won't like what we do, but it has to get done.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be, you know, their response, but it's also, you know, kind of funny that they televise these meetings, you know, and I don't know, is that a common practice? They usually televise?
Yes, they do it down here.
Yep.
Okay, you know, and they have no shame. I mean, obviously, they said the person's name. I don't know the person, but they said it, you know. And they have no shame or no respect for the fact that this guy, you know, bought this land. I think it was family land of some kind. And, you know, they just had no respect, and it's just...
Just so sad.
Scary, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what happens. You know, you don't pay your property taxes, they'll come out literally with guns and take care of you.
Well, from their point of view, those property taxes are owed by that individual.
Right.
You know? And
but what makes them owed by that individual? By what authority?
I understand.
Hey, what on
their poor, their point of view. That's
I
all.
Understand that. And their point of view is based on just a history of lies. It's based on misinformation.
All assumptions.
Right. Everybody assumes that the government has authority over them.
And they forget in the government, because it's been so long since we cared about this sort of thing,
right,
they forget that the government's there to serve.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, wow, we should be trying to give this guy their property back,
It's supposed to be there at the pleasure of the people. It was originally created by the people and for the people. And at some point, there's been a total disconnect. And the people have forgotten that.
That point came a long time ago.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Brad. Any final thoughts?
No, just glad I could call in. I usually listen to you guys on podcasts, but I took a couple of days off, and I'm at work late here, so I was listening.
Nice to have you live tonight. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Speaking of property taxes, there's actually something going on in the free state of New Hampshire right now in regards to this issue. We actually covered this, I think, back in June or early July. A guy by the name of Robert Saulnier, or Saulnier, I don't know if that's the American version of it, he had his property taken because he hadn't been paying his property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of...
Was he living in the property?
He was.
Okay.
And he felt, as he calls it, he fell behind on his property tax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually they came and took him. After about a decade or more had passed, they took the property, and then he was arrested for trespassing on his own property. Mm-hmm. He had come onto what he considered his property.
That's what they would have to do. I mean, right. that's the only way to do this.
Well, so now he's going to court. Apparently, the outlaw manicurist has gotten involved here. The gentleman who is sort of renowned now for basically violating the manicuring laws, the manicure licensing laws, and performing manicures without a license in the state of New Hampshire, he has stepped up in order to help Mr. Saulnier out with this trial. He said that if it comes back in favor of the city, and this guy is kept in jail, because he's in jail right now on this,
mm-hmm.
then the outlaw manicurist and Mr. Saulnier will both start a fast as a result. So to try to bring more attention, you know, to try to keep the press attention on this case, they're going to be fasting as a result of it. I'm not sure. I think the trial was earlier today, so I will check on the details. We'll see if we can give you an update on it. Actually, I'm shocked that we haven't heard from Donna Orwell for a while.
So yeah.
It's been a little while since we've had a good update from the Free State of New Hampshire, so... 800-259-9231, we will get you the details there. But there are some exciting things happening in the world of property rights. Obviously, you've got the New London case. The 7 property owners in New London are going to stand to the bitter end, whatever that is. They're going to fight for their property all the way until the bulldozers come, and even then they've committed to stand in front of them. So things are going to be interesting there, plus they're going to be interesting also in New Hampshire, where a woman has refused to pay her school portion of the property taxes. And we've yet to hear an update on that story as well. This is your show. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit? Battery or starter? Here's how to tell.
If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. The Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. And, of course, anything goes, political or personal. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership area. You just go and get them. And, in fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you go to our friends over at downloadradio.org, there's a link to their site right below day number 6. You just click that, and they'll take you to months' worth of the show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. We mentioned a story from the Free State of New Hampshire, or the soon-to-be much, much freer state of New Hampshire, because there's still a lot of problems that need to be cleaned up.
Sure.
And property rights are going to be a big one. That's what we've been talking about so far this hour. Property rights are going to be huge. It's going to be a huge freedom issue in New Hampshire, not only because of the national scene with the whole new London decision and the attention that's been brought to property rights recently, and it's good attention. People are sort of kind of waking from their slumber and realizing that, maybe you can't hide in your house from the government anymore. Well, property rights are going to be a big issue because that's New Hampshire's gold mine. They don't have a sales tax, mm-hmm. nor do they have a state income tax in New Hampshire. So their property tax is relatively high as a result of that. What might cost $1,000 a year down here in Florida, maybe $3,000 a year up in New Hampshire, for instance. So that's kind of where they make up the difference between not having other kinds of taxes.
Their state bureaucracy is smaller than most states, though.
Yes,
they don't require as much money.
That's true.
From what I can tell from the property taxes, they're about the same as they are here.
Really?
In Tampa Bay, yeah.
Hmm. Well, anyway, so it's going to be a big issue because that's one of the major areas of funding the government in New Hampshire. So the liberty lovers that are moving into the state as part of the Free State Project are going to be definitely targeting property taxes and working to reduce them. Because property taxes lead to people not paying them, which leads to people being arrested and having their property stolen from them, like this poor guy up there, Robert Saulnier. He went to court today and was found guilty.
Bad news.
Looks like, let's see, they want $1,000 suspended or 2 years. I'm not sure what the exact punishment was, but it was guilty, and that's not good. That's not what we want. We want people to be able to live on their property, and I don't think that you should have to pay any property tax. Is that outrageous? Is that extreme of me to suggest that?
Think about it this way. Most people think that we need city, state, and local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And how would those be funded otherwise?
Voluntarily, the way they should be.
And
because really, if you need them, then they must be providing some sort of valuable service to the people, whether it be protection or fire, that sort of thing. If you're providing something that's valuable, people will be willing to pay you for it. If it's not valuable, then you have to force people to pay you for it. So the hallmark of a bad idea is usually when someone goes to government to try to get them to implement a plan.
Well, so they would be paying for services, like fees for services, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the things that the state did for them, they would be billed for, and then they would pay those.
That's the way it should be.
I agree.
Yeah. It makes sense. No,
you know, a lot of county governments, for instance, here in Tampa Bay, there's a county government whose clerk of court runs completely fee based.
Is that right?
Yep,
that's good. All right, so I'm done.
Because my ex-fiancée worked there.
I'm done with the property thing, unless you guys have more comments. 800-259-9231. Let's get to some emails. Speaking of governments and what they should do, we got this one from William. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, I had emailed him and I said that Manwich can't quite get over the idea of government letting go of control of the roads, airwaves, and protection services. He says, imagine that you institute a government whose sole purpose is to build and maintain roads. It must have some method to pay for those roads, correct?
Sure.
Government cannot so much as lay one brick atop another without money, and government does not itself produce anything which would garner income. So how can government collect the money that it needs to pay for the roads? Well, the only method is taxation. Well, that's the only method that government can think of. So now your government has not only the power to build and maintain roads, but also to steal money from the government in order to pay for it. And you say gas taxes, Manwich. They're forcing the gas companies to collect the taxes. So they are still forcing somebody to be the taxpayer.
I understand that, you know, and there's been strong arguments made in that direction, but...
Yeah, the argument is you're not an agent for the state, so how can they force you to do their dirty work?
Right, and like, how come I have to do this for you in order to, how come I have to collect taxes for the government in order to just do some business, which
right.
is the natural state of things?
I don't believe that you do. I think that's one of those other things that people make assumptions about.
I think that it's a difficult... The first thing that people talk about is roads. Every single time you bring up libertarianism and small government. Every time.
I think that's
I said it today.
Right.
It was the last workout I had with my workout partner, and he's like, but, you know, the government provides me with roads, like the thing I got here on.
Right.
And I'm like, it's always roads. Well, here's what you do. The problem is that the average person doesn't get libertarianism.
Right.
Yeah. So avoid the road question. It's dangerous, it's confusing, it'll lead you down a dark path that you'll never, ever get out of. Because they're not going to spend that kind of time with you.
No, you certainly shouldn't bring it up to somebody who's new to liberty, no doubt about it. I think the reason why they bring up roads is because if you present them with the question of, well, gosh, what's your favorite government program? You can literally hear the wheels spinning in their heads. Roads. You know, they're trying to think of something tangible, some sort of service that
yes.
the government gives to them that
we've got to have this
that is somewhat valuable to them.
Right, and since the government,
and that's what comes to mind.
The government is inefficient and dangerous in every position, but less inefficient and less dangerous in the area of roads. Let's let them have that for now. I see the big L libertarians need to look at letting the government have this particular position so that you don't look like a bunch of nut jobs to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that...
And that's an easy one to dodge. I mean, if you're asking the question of, well, what's your favorite government program, then you say, oh, I wasn't talking about local programs. I'm talking about federal programs.
Well, but roads are federal programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could still get past that one by saying, if they understand the concept of libertarianism, then they could understand that the states could take care of the roads. That's an argument that could be made.
I think that it's just so easy to say, you know, states should have their own Department of Transportation that's funded solely by gas taxes.
Uh-huh.
That way, only the people that use the roads more. Pay more taxes. The people
right.
that use the roads less pay fewer taxes. And I think that the states can figure it out enough amongst themselves to make the roads attach at the state line.
Right.
And that it's so easily and adroitly dodges that crazy road question.
Sure.
Because if you start talking about private roads,
questions will start coming out.
To me today. I was talking to my boss, the publisher of SRQ magazine.
Right.
He said. Well, you know, I was in Costa Rica and they got like one road and potholes. You can see why their economy looks like crap. I'll happily pay 40% taxes in order to have, you know, roads that work. I mean, he's willing to pay this enormous, crazy amount of money for roads because
right.
he doesn't believe the government. So avoid
wow.
roads. You shove them down. It's like stuffing them on the basketball court. If you just say, nah, just gas taxes should support roads.
How can anybody argue with that?
Yeah, it's easy enough to dodge that issue. But we'll talk about it here, because we talk about everything on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. And, in fact, Mary Jo wants to talk about Rose. We're going to come back to it. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. And it's your show. You can bring up anything political, personal. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. We put them up on our website. In fact, we've got a brand new Shriner. Lisa is on the front page of the site now, freetalklive.com. So be sure you can go and take a look at her and the, literally, again, dozens of
now
women.
She's validated?
She's validated.
Okay.
We
That's the one you put in over the weekend.
That's correct.
Okay, I've seen that.
Yeah, so go to freetalklive.com. And ladies, it's not a beauty contest.
How many women do you think we have on the Shrine, including validated, non-validated, and what's the other?
The Hall of Shame doesn't count.
Well, yeah. How many pictures entirely do you think we have?
I'd have to go count. Last count was 30-something, but I know we've gone up since then. Plus, there's a couple pictures with several women in them.
That's right.
So I would say we're above 50 different women in the Shrine at this point.
I mean, I think that photos, we got more than 50.
I don't know about that one. I think we might have around 40 or so. Anyway, speaking of ladies that listen to Free Talk Live, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We're talking about the third rail issue of libertarianism, the Rose.
It is the third rail issue.
Let's go to Mary Jo in Missouri. Mary Jo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Mary Jo.
Finally going to talk to you instead of email you.
Well, I appreciate your emails, Mary Jo. I think that they're always well thought out.
Oh, yeah, right.
I do. You always get a reply from me. Not everybody gets that.
I was wondering if you figured out how to spell bureaucrat yet.
I can't spell. We taught him during the break.
I'm just a country boy from Bradenton, Florida. I can't spell.
Ah, okay. Anyway, on the road subject,
yes.
We have what's called the Kansas Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Not really.
Now I have.
Okay, well, you get on it, and you get a little ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And wherever you get off, that little ticket says how much you owe for using the road.
Okay, got it.
So why wouldn't that work in the libertarian society?
Well, it would. I think, though, that what we need to do, and it's interesting that I've gotten like two emails about roads recently, just out of the blue, even though we haven't really talked about them. I think that what we need to do is step out of the government box even further, because tolls are kind of a government thing. So let's think about other ways that roads could be funded beyond tolls. Because we know that the free marketplace can give us convenient tolls. For instance, they can put those little barcodes on your vehicle, scan the barcode as you go through, and just debit the toll from your credit card, for instance. So they can make tolls easier, but I think that we could definitely have private roads without any tolls. One way would obviously be advertiser support.
That's right.
Billboards. Right, so the road owner would put up billboards on his road and very easily be able to cover the costs of maintaining that road with those billboards and probably make a decent profit as well and not have to charge his drivers anything. That's one way, Mary Jo. The other way that I've thought of, and again, this is just me, and I'm just a talk show host. If there were actually people who were in search of a profit, people with an incentive to actually innovate and come up with new ideas in regards to the road system, they'd come up with all kinds of different things. But here's a second idea. For instance, a business coalition. For instance, down here in the area we're in, there's the Downtown Association. It's a group of businesses that all operate downtown, and they have meetings from time to time to determine, you know, things about, like, well, what kind of trees they should be planting along the roads and different things that they just agree upon. So one of those things they could just simply agree upon is to take care of the roads that lead to their businesses. They've got an interest in getting people through those front doors, and if their road is made up of shells and sand, that's not very good. So I think the business owners would pick up the ball as well.
Well, Ian, you're talking about cities, though, and out here, we have a lot of wide open spaces.
Sure.
You know, in between, there's nothing for miles type of thing once you get outside the main part of the city.
Right.
So a toll road makes good sense, and your barcode sounds good, too.
It does. A toll road way out there, though, I mean, if you don't have a lot of traffic, the toll's going to be a little pricey, don't you think?
Well, not really, because you have to get from, like, Kansas City to St. Louis.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're talking a freeway, and your thoughts would work in a city.
Right.
But they wouldn't work that good out on the, where you've got a long space to cover and maintain.
Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I mean,
if somebody owned that stretch of road and say for $5 you could travel from Kansas City to St. Louis, that's pretty cheap.
Sure. You had some comments, Jason?
Yeah, but I totally forgot. they might just come back to me.
Okay.
Oh, and I want to say something on property taxes.
Yeah.
Here in Independence, we're in a throwback to a religious situation. And the people leave their property to the religion when they die.
Right.
The religion owes no taxes. But they rent these houses out to people with kids who'd utilize the schools. And I really am going to get involved in this
Seem unfair. Like the churches don't have, because the church owns it, they don't have to pay property taxes.
Right.
Right.
As they do in most communities in America,
right.
Churches don't have to pay
churches
property
taxes. Churches don't have to pay jack squat for taxes, period.
Right. And yet they probably own a third of my city.
Just out of curiosity, could I incorporate as a church a 501c3 and then give my house to myself and then cease
to
pay property
taxes?
I don't
know. Should I try that?
I think that the great church of Manwich needs to be started tonight,
sure,
if that's the case.
I'm going
to
join.
Well,
you know they have a church for marijuana.
I'd become a religious man if I could save my property taxes every year.
It's worth
too shabby. You know, that's crazy. I can't believe that's going on. You say they own a third of the property there?
Oh, yeah. And they rent it.
Are you sure you're not exaggerating, Mary?
No, I'm not exaggerating.
That is incredible.
No, I think she might be telling the truth.
When people die, they leave their property to the church.
So really, the people that aren't living on the church properties are subsidizing the people who are living on church properties.
Right.
In a way.
Right.
Great call, Mary Jo. Thanks for it as always. Interesting stuff. 800-259-9231. Property rights, roads, whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We're here for another hour or so till 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, grab the updates. You can sign up, and we will send you email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. So getting back to this email about the roads and property rights, he says, I'd like to hold up as a zero-aggression principle-based model the road in my neighborhood. It's a relatively new housing development, about 8 years old. The road's not maintained by the government, but rather the homeowners association, which is not a government, but a contractual entity of which each resident became a part of when they moved in. If they didn't like the policies of the association, then no one required them to move into the neighborhood. It was their choice. In any case, the road was built and is maintained by the association. Its maintenance is paid for from part of the association dues, which are collected monthly. There is no one policing the road. The association sets a speed limit. Again, it's more of a speed suggestion, which tends to be followed. On the few occasions that it's not, and for the life of me, I can't remember the last time dangerous behavior was observed on the road, social factors kick in. Neighbors talk about what a jerk John Smith was for driving past at 40 miles an hour when there are children scattered around the neighborhood. John Smith gets snubbed from time to time as a result. If his dangerous behavior is chronic, then he finds that his neighbors will have less and less to do with him, and that his kids will have fewer friends, and so on.
And Pocahontas is probably going to be yelling at him when he gets home.
The association in this neighborhood is also responsible for the community well, which feeds all of the houses, save one. During a rather heated year-long debate about how to pay for the maintenance of the pump house, which had been running in the red, it was ultimately decided to increase the dues. This upset one of our neighbors to the point where he dug his own well. There's furthermore no centralized garbage pickup. Rather, local garbage collectors come by new residents' houses to solicit their business.
That's great.
Can you imagine that?
I'm all for that.
Wow. Gosh.
I don't know if I really believe, in the whole shunning for speed limit thing, but sure, I think that the free market should take care of trash collection.
It can have an effect. I know you don't believe in it, Manwich, but it can have an effect. Residents.
What if I just don't care? What if I like to drink and, screw you, I'm driving as fast as I want.
Well, then you might find deed restrictions being written to include speed restrictions as well.
And then what?
Then your ass will get
thrown out of the
neighborhood.
Cops on golf carts come after me, screw you! I'm a jerk!
Those cops will have guns.
I'm tossing my cigarette butts out, too.
Yeah, those cops will have guns. Those private security agents will have nice...
Are they going to shoot my tires out because I'm speeding?
Maybe so. If you violated the agreement so many times. Anyway, he says residents have their pick of about 5 different garbage companies. And they choose the one that they like based on their fees, reliability, and dates of service. And police? He says, let me tell you a story. In our first year in the house, which borders a small water table-driven lake, I happened to hear a rather raucous party on a neighbor farmer's property. It wasn't intrusive or anything, just a bunch of teenagers getting drunk on the farmer's dock. Well, at about midnight, I started to hear screaming from what appeared to be the only female in attendance. Knowing this could be a bad situation, I called the county sheriff, who has jurisdiction of the neighborhood. They sent a deputy. The deputy took an hour and a half to arrive. And this, for what could have been a rape. Knowing it might take some time, I opened my gun cabinet and took out the shotgun and my M1911 pistol and holster, sat down on my deck facing the lake, and listened to the party more intently. I decided that if the situation sounded as though it was truly becoming something more than just a rowdy party, I'd wander over there with my flashlight and guns and calm things down if necessary. Anyway, he says it turns out that nothing was going on, and after 2 hours later, the deputy finally clued him into that. But the point he's making is that he was the only one who could really do anything about it. More coming back. Hour 2's on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...